In the NFC, the defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks will host the 2011 champion Green Bay Packers. Joining me to preview that matchup is the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Tyler Dunn. Tyler, NFL teams tend to struggle the year after they win the Super Bowl. In fact, head coach Pete Carroll's Seahawks are the first defending champions since the 2004 Patriots to make it back to the conference championship game. How have they managed to do that?
It starts first with that defense. I mean, there isn't another defense in the NFL that hits harder, that closes faster, and is as confident as these guys. I've been out here and all week, and I tell you what, they just are so comfortable in their own skin. And it really starts with Pete Carroll. He wants these guys playing loose, wants them feeling loose, and wants them to be confident. I mean, they're the kind of team, the kind of defense that tells you, we're going to punch you in the mouth, and then they back it up.
In week one, the Seahawks beat the Packers 36-16. Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers threw for just one touchdown, and he had an interception. Running back Eddie Lacy was held to just 34 yards. Why are they playing again?
I tell you what, it's a much different Packers team and a much different Seattle team than what you saw there at CenturyLink Field in week one. I think the reason that Green Bay made it back is, first, Aaron Rodgers, he tells everybody to relax, and then he backs it up. He has an MVP season. And you look at that game, they were so stagnant offensively. And since that day, they've got a lot more creative. And Eddie Lacy in that ground game really got rolling. I think for Green Bay to have a fighting chance in this game, it starts up front with that offensive line. You know, you saw that brawl against Dallas when they're kind of fighting after the play. That's just the kind of attitude that you have if you're going to get into this cage fight out here in Seattle.
In that week one game, Aaron Rodgers did not throw a single pass in the direction of Star Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman. Will Green Bay have to adjust their strategy this time?
They absolutely have to adjust, because you could see the effect that that had on the entire game, on that entire offensive approach, because when you avoid half the field, when you avoid Richard Sherman, that free safety Earl Thomas, he can tilt the other direction. He can take away things on that other side. So I know Sherman's the best in the game, and he's going to make you pay. But look, you're also a really good offense yourself. They have to dictate the action one way or another this time around.
As you pointed out in a January 9th column, the Packers' defense has a recent history of not playing up to its potential in the postseason. This year's team has added veteran linebacker Julius Peppers. Any indication the defense will step up this weekend?
You know, the Dallas game is a great way to start. They played a lot of weapons and found a way to get it done there. And it really does start with Julius Peppers. And you can still remember Tremont Williams, you know, after the season when they lost to San Francisco a year ago, he was pretty blunt and said, look, we're a draft and develop team, that's great, but sometimes you need veterans, you need experience. When bad turned to worse in seasons past, they didn't always have that experience. Julius Peppers is a guy, I mean, when he talks, people listen.
Okay, prediction time. Who represents the NFC in the Super Bowl?
I really think it's going to be Seattle, and I like what Green Bay's done offensively since they last played. But Cam Chancellor, Richard Sherman, this secondary, they're not going to give Aaron Rodgers the passing windows that he's had these last three games. Let's go Seattle 33, Green Bay 20.
Tyler Dunn covers the Packers for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Tyler, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You got it. Thanks so much for having me on, Bill.